This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair. The Trump presidency begins in earnest today. Tomorrow, hundreds of thousands are going to express their displeasure in the National Women's March in Washington. There will be more than 600 sister marches around the country, including in Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti. And there's going to be nearly as many around the rest of the world. To say the least, emotions are on high. There are a good number of Washtenaw County residents headed to D.C. for the Women's March. Among them, former Ypsilanti Mayor Cheryl Farmer, who set out for the nation's capital about an hour ago. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is nice to talk with you. You have less than optimal weather conditions for your travels today.
It could be worse. You know, it's raining, but it's not freezing. Yay!
Indeed. Well, I mentioned that emotions are on high. You have just about half the country who is celebrating today with the inauguration of President Trump. And then you have a little more than half the rest of the country not quite as excited about it. How would you characterize your emotions?
Well, I think that it's sad that people are afraid. You know, I'm 70 now, and I've never seen anything like this. In fact, it was interesting that after the election where we went for days without knowing if Bush or Gore would be our president, I was mayor at that time, and we actually talked at the council table about the fact that we live in this wonderful country where even with all this being unsettled about who the president is going to be, nobody was afraid about the outcome. One way or the other, it would be settled and we would be fine. But after this election, this is the first time I've heard people really feel afraid. People who are minorities, people who are a religious minority, people of color, women, because of the bullying of women that they've seen and heard about. So, you know, it was pretty scary. And when I heard there was going to be Women's March, I wanted to sign up right away. So as soon as I knew that the permits had been obtained, then I signed up.
Well, let me ask you this. You're headed to Washington, D.C. for the Women's March. There is a march tomorrow at noon in Ypsilanti, another at 2 o'clock in Ann Arbor. Why go to the nation's capital when right here in your hometown these marches are taking place?
Well, the first march to be announced was the one in Washington, D.C., and so that was the one that I set my sights on. And the sister marches popped up later, and I think it's great because not everyone can go to Washington. I'm retired now. That allows me the travel time that it takes to get there and back, and so I wanted to go there. Anyway, I was planning to go to D.C. all along, only I thought I was going to go for the inauguration of the first woman president. So,
and then
now
plans
I'm
changed.
Going anyway, but I'm going to talk to make my presence be part of a large number of women and men who are going to be marching for justice and equality. Well, so this is a very inclusive march. They invite you, no matter how you voted, if you're worried about your neighbors, if you want to make sure that we go forward as a nation, respecting our diversity and embracing it. Then you're all welcome to come to this march. So I expect there's going to be a lot of people. There's about four of us in the car here.
Hey, exactly right. And you are just one of many headed from this area to Washington, D.C. As I mentioned, Cheryl
That's
Farmer,
right.
You are the former mayor of Ypsilanti. Do you see potential hardships for local units of government based on some of the policy preferences put forth by the President Trump and the Republican congressional leadership?
Well, absolutely, because we've already seen so much in the way of economic hardship in the cities in Michigan because of the current leadership and the cutting of taxes. You know, we really at some point have to stop pretending that tax is a four-letter word, because it's through the taxes that we pay and are collected on our behalf that we're able to keep the roads repaired and keep the schools open and do all of the things that are important to a future that we want to live in. And so we've been cutting taxes for three decades. There's a limit, and we've hit it, which is why we're hitting potholes all the time across the state, right?
Well, let me ask you this. It is a one-day event tomorrow, but it is likely to bring up issues that will carry forth in our community conversations moving forward. So in a paragraph or less, what's your desired outcome of the Women's March in Washington?
Well, if you look at the vision for the Women's March, it is that we stand together in solidarity for the protection of our rights, our safety, our health, and our families. And that's also through the recognition that we have a vibrant and diverse community here in the United States, and that is a strength. And, you know, to give you an example of this, I've always been so proud of our teams in the Olympics, because when you watch the Olympics and you watch the teams and you see the Swedish team, they all look alike, and you see the British team and they all look alike, and then you see the American team, you know right away, oh, that must be the American team because nobody looks like anybody else. And that's a strength, because we recognize talent in all kinds of packaging, in female packages, in packages of color.
Mayor Farmer, I have to cut you off, but I thank you very much for your time this morning. Safe travels and safe returns.
Okay, very good.
That is former Ypsilanti Mayor Cheryl Farmer. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.